Blog Talk Radio.
Olive Garden's never-ending first course is always on us with every delicious entree. Garden fresh salad, on us. Homemade soup, on us. Now as for the breadsticks, who are we kidding? They're on us too. Only at Olive Garden.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
The Smooth Sounds Tonight with your Smooth Conversationalist. This is a product of WBNN, Beverly Nation Network. This is a casual chat, and I'm your host, Ava Holly. We are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, and you can call us at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, and as always, brought to you by the amazing Ngozi Time Multimedia. Hello, hello, everyone. For those of you that still yet don't know me, maybe this is your first time listening, I'm Ava Holly. I've been in radio since my college days, and I'm a singer-songwriter, an author, an international blogger, and now an international radio host. I'm a designer and the founder of 4A Star Entertainment, where we host and plan your events. We are looking to move our event planning into one particular location. We've been working on this for a while, so stay tuned, and you can hear all the juicy stuff coming at you this fall. Cool things are moving forward, including our charitable Ada's Eye Bags and more to come. So stay right here on Beverly Nation Network WBNN to find out more. Tonight, we have the beautiful, I'm not even going to say beautiful, I'm going to say gorgeous, the gorgeous and talented winner of the Miss New Jersey Senior America Pageant, Furley Almonte. Now, before we bring her on, we're going to talk about some cool things tonight, including resilience and thriving in what we call the age of elegance. Furley, let me welcome you to WBNN. Are you there?
Well, hello, hello, hello. What a beautiful introduction. Thank you so much for your kind words.
Oh, you're so welcome. We're so glad to have you. And before we get into it, I got to ask you, where is your name from? And am I saying it correctly? I love your name. I think it's so beautiful. Do you know where it's from?
Oh, thank you so much. You know, being Filipino, every single Filipino has a nickname. But my real name is actually Ferlinda. My late mother's name was Fe. Fe means faith in Spanish, but I'm Filipino. And my aunt's name is Erlinda. So she combined Fe and Erlinda, which made Ferlinda. And, of course, my nickname is Furley, coming from that, the shorter version.
I like it. Am I saying your last name correctly? Is it pronounced Almonte?
Perfectly. Oh, wow. I'm very impressed. And one other thing that, you know, it's funny how we're talking about names, because one of the names that I actually was given, believe it or not, by a Facebook friend of mine, this is when we're talking about 10 years ago, she actually said that I'm Furlilicious. And so I said, oh, I like the way that sounds, right? And, you know, over the years, I like it that I actually gave it a meaning. So Furlilicious actually stands for heart-centered, soul-inspired, purpose-driven. So it's a state of being.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love it. You know, it's funny because I love names. My mother wanted to name me April, but my maiden name is First, and she didn't want me growing up with the name April First. So she wound up naming me Ava, but it took so long for her to name me that they sent the paperwork in, so my original birth certificate has no name on it. It was stamped on the back 3 months later, and it's really funny because I got to meet one of my favorite entertainers who had a very similar story with his name, and it was just so funny how things happen like that, and I love the stories of our names. So you have the most beautiful name, and I love saying it. So Furley.
Well, and by the way, you know, for Linda, when you think of, when you break it apart, you know, Fe is actually iron, and Linda is beautiful, so it's actually strong and beautiful. So I like the way you know, like, I love that you actually are looking for the deeper meaning to a name, because it does say a lot. What does
Ava that's
stand
crazy,
for?
And that's a beautiful.
Like, you know what? The,
that's beautiful. I don't know what it stands for, but when I look it up, I get a lot of the same thing. Strong. I don't actually know what it stands for, because we name, in our religion, we name after, we use the first letter of someone that passed away of their name. So I was named after my grandfather, who was Abraham, but he was really Anthony. But then he converted when he married my grandmother, so he changed his name, and they give you the highest name in the Bible. So he changed his name to, they changed it to Abraham. And that, a Hebrew translation is Avram. And so I was named after that. And it's funny because my husband that I have now is also, his Hebrew name is also Avram. So I think it's kind of interesting.
Oh, my goodness. I love that history. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for being here tonight. And we're going to get right into this because I was so excited to see you at the pageant. You know, my friend Diane DeLuca was Miss Senior America in New Jersey in 2016. And then I started coming to the pageant here and there, and she had invited me, and I got to meet some of, you know, the most beautiful ladies, contestants, and I'm friendly with Johan, who runs the pageant in this area, and Terry Mead, who also is, you know, also runs the region, I guess. You'll be able to explain a little bit better. I'm not sure I have their titles correct. Yet it was great to see you guys. And so I want you to tell a little bit about that experience as well. And I know you want to talk about how we thrive and how we, you know, don't give up as we age. So get into it. Let's hear a little bit about you, a little bit about the pageant, and then you can get, you know, into some cool stuff.
Oh, okay. Oh, my goodness. Like my journey to pageantry is actually totally unexpected because, believe it or not, it is my first time to ever compete in a pageant. And it took 61 years to do that. Yeah, it's my first time.
Wow.
And so, yeah, and it's anything, oh, my God, like I could not even find just one word to describe because it's totally exhilarating. It's amazing. It's life transforming. It's invigorating in so many different aspects. And you know, as I've said, that I did not really plan on ever going into any type of pageant in my life. That was not part of a childhood dream. But then again, I guess it is God's plan for me. But I think it is, and I truly believe this, because I am going to try and weave the pageantry into my own story, because in a way that I see that this is all part of a majestic and magnificent plan of God for me to be able to inspire others and create a global impact of resilience. Because, you know, I'm not going to start from my childhood, although I've had also adversities from childhood, because I do come from a broken family, so to speak. You know, back then, you know, it was actually kind of like taboo for your parents to be separated, because in the Philippines there is no such thing as divorce. So it was not really something that you are proud of telling people that your parents are separated. But anyway, it actually became a kind of like a motivation for me to provide a better life for my mother and my siblings. That's why I came to the United States when I was 22. And so when I came, and so obviously I worked really very, very hard. I had many career changes as well. There were many career evolutions. In the Philippines, I actually graduated my bachelor's in business, and I was beginning to take my master's in communications when I came to the States. However, here in the States, it's very funny because every single Asian I think that I know, they all believe that most of us actually believe that healthcare is really like a very stable career to get into, because obviously, you know, there's always going to be jobs for nurses, for doctors, for anybody in the healthcare profession. And so I actually went back to school and studied to be a respiratory therapist. And so I was actually a respiratory therapist for a number of years. And then, you know, but in the process, I was working more than one job. So besides being, you know, a respiratory therapist, I was also a retail sales manager for upscale, specialty boutiques. And also I was also a pharmaceutical sales rep at some point in my life. But during the time that I was a respiratory therapist, I was exposed to an occupational hazard that left me with a 40% permanent lung damage and severely disabled for over 10 years. And so it was really probably my biggest blow in life, you know, having been disabled for that amount of time. And, you know, and to this day, on my best day, I'm only functioning on about 40 to 50% lung capacity. And so for me to be able to even sing and actually speak on stages is actually a beautiful miracle. And I'm grateful each day for that. And of course, you know, I prayed very hard. You know, I went through, you know, to many life changes as well, because, and career changes as a result of that. And by the way, I had not even mentioned to you that my mother actually passed on very young at age 58 of ovarian cancer. 6 months after that, my father died of lung cancer. So it was very tragic for me. And years ago, also 11 years ago, I was married to another woman who, unfortunately, I lost to pancreatic cancer within 8 months of our wedding day. So cancer has been really like quite like challenging for me, because I've been tried and tested in so many different levels. And but of course, you know, as I've said, I believe in love and I believe in new beginnings. And of course, I'm very happily married now for 11 years to Christine, who is just my healing angel, so to speak. Anyway, so just when I thought everything was already coming back into place, the pieces are beginning to fall into place. Last year, when I turned 60, I was not able to compete for the pageant because I was actually diagnosed with cancer. And so for a whole year, actually a little over a year, I have gone through many surgeries, hospitalizations, 12 cycles of chemo, a year of immunotherapy, and to this day I'm still, of course, getting treatments. However, that does not stop me. And so, you know, this is where resilience come into play, because I've been through many layers of trials in life. Yet I am unstoppable. I stay in faith, and I truly believe that I keep listening to the higher calling, that whatever trial that I'm facing, that, you know, all of these curveballs in life that get thrown my way are actually ways that I'm being tested in my resilience. And so I became a genius on resilience because of all the different tragedies and adversities I've been through. And I have always found the opportunities to transform my own life and others through my own experiences, because I truly believe that it will be a disservice to humanity for me not to be able to share my life lessons, because there are so many people out there who are seeking their own light. They're trying to find hope. They're trying to find a way back into their light, into finding joy and serenity and living audaciously and boldly and also fully. But a lot of people do not know how. And I truly believe that my own story and my own experiences had allowed me to be able to inspire people to find their new beginnings and to find a way to live resilient lives. And so that's when I started to write books, and I'm actually launching my fifth book very, very soon. And so every single book that I've actually written is all about resilience. It's all about inspiring life transformations and life reinventions. Also, my career as a motivational speaker and inspirational edutainer also evolved from all of that, because I truly believe that in all of the stories that I've written, I've also found lyrics. And so I've written not the music, but I've actually written lyrics to songs that I will be performing in my one-woman show that I will be launching, hopefully, on a tour. So I'm giving you a whole big snapshot of what is in the pipeline as a result of everything that I've been through. The pageantry is actually a phenomenal platform for me to be able to inspire people, you know, because by the time we reach the age of elegance, which is the age of 60, right? We all have gone through many trials.
Hang on to that.
hang on to that thought for a minute because we're going to get into a track. But I'm so inspired by you, and I cannot believe all the things that you've done. I'm really excited that you and I are going to meet for lunch soon because I, too, have a cancer journey. So we have much to talk about as far as that. And also, I'm a songwriter also. So we have a lot of common ground. But right now, hold your thoughts for 1 minute. We're going to get into a track next by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, DJ Olensky.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-size bed. I couldn't feel any better, or I'd be sick. Tell me quick, oh, ain't love a kick? Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head?
Welcome back to WBNN. You are listening to The Casual Chat, and I'm your host, Ava Holly. Call in and say hello. Dial us at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. And we are always brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. So, hey, Brother O, say that 10 times fast. Ha ha. Anyway, we are chatting with the beautiful and talented Furley Almonte. Furley, you are so inspirational. I think we left off at your one-man show that you're planning to put together. So I'd like to talk to you about that, too, when we get together. So that's kind of cool. I want you to touch a little bit about the pageant experience. Now that you said it was your first time entering and all that, what was it like and how did you feel when you met all these other ladies and, you know, blah, blah, blah?
Oh, my goodness. Talk about being blessed with the most unbelievably amazing, talented, and kind-hearted individuals. And not to mention, of course, they're drop-dead gorgeous, right? All of these ladies are actually beautiful inside and out, and I could not be more blessed, you know, to have them in my life. And so, you know, getting into the pageantry actually, it came kind of like as an accident because I was just going to a friend's house for a little karaoke gathering, you know, very casual afternoon karaoke, when the Miss Senior America, she's a national title holder, Carolyn Hardin, actually about 6 years ago asked me, like, and, you know, because at that, obviously we were singing karaoke, and she was asking me, are you 60 yet? And I said, no, not yet. And then I said, why? Because she said, like, I would love for you to actually compete for the Miss New Jersey Senior America because you'll be perfect for that. And, of course, so, you know, and from that time on, you know, like, basically we followed through because we became friends. I got to know Terry also because I also competed for the Lurita Idol singing competition. And so I got to meet a lot of these ladies in the process and got to know them in a most meaningful way. And so when I turned 60, finally, of course, I could not compete because I was going to cancer treatment. And then when I turned 61 this year, I said, okay, I truly believe that I'm ready because a big part of me, there's a big nudge that's telling me that this is going to be a phenomenal, a really remarkable platform for me to be able to spread my message of hope and resilience because in our age, by age 60, most of us, if not all of us, have gone through many trials and tribulations in life. And we are filled with wisdom. And so we're also filled with so much talent that's like really ready to burst out. And the world actually is ready to receive that. And the pageant is actually a great way for us to stay engaged, as using the words of Carolyn Harden, to stay engaged at any age, because we are not, you know, when we turn 60, it's not like you're going to just look forward to retirement and be in a rocking chair. Basically, the whole concept or the whole vision of the original founder of Miss Senior America, Dr. Mott, is actually to get the seniors from, you know, from rocking chair to the runway. And so it also have expanded so much more than that, because you can very well see a lot of these ladies are also have advocacy so that they actually do things that are also meaningful and life-changing for the lives of others in the service of humanity. And so with this pageant, for example, each and every single state, at least most states, I would say, you know, we all hold our own state pageants, and the contestants basically are, you know, apply, and then you have to be 60, you have to be a citizen of the United States and also a resident of the state that you're competing for and the title for. And then, of course, you're going to be judged in four different categories that's interviewed by five panel of judges, and then 30% for your talent, and then 20% for evening gown, and 20% for your philosophy. In your philosophy, you need to be able to articulate in a short oration your philosophy in life, basically in 35 seconds or less. And then, of course, like, you know, and in the evening gown, it's not really about who spent the most extravagant, you know, price tag, but more of who are able to embody their brand and be able to show the elegance through, you know, the gown that they're wearing. And also, you know, in talent, it could be anything. It could be singing, it could be acting, it could be comedy, it could be, you know, it could be art. It could be so anything for as long as it does not exceed 2 minutes and 45 seconds. And, of course, there's I told the interview, the talent, and then the philosophy, and the evening. Now, I think that covered it. 30% interview, 30% talent, 20% philosophy, and then 20% evening gown.
All right,
and
so wait a minute. I'm going to put you on the spot now. You ready to be put on the spot?
Oh,
okay.
Sure, please.
Can you sing me a little something? Can you sing our audience a little something? Just a little snippet. I know you sound so beautiful.
Give me one moment in time when I'm all that I thought I could be, when all of my dreams are heartbeat away and the answers are all up to me. Give me one moment in time when I'm racing with destiny, the end in that one moment of time, I will be free.
Oh my God. No practice. Oh, my goodness. You are so great. I love it. And that was on the spot. You know, there was a woman in the competition that did a musical interpretation, and she had a chair with her, and she started in the chair, and then
she got
up and did this musical interpretation. She was unbelievable. I really enjoyed that. And it was just, you could see the expression coming out of her, and all the talent was really, really, excuse me, very good.
Yes, I really enjoyed
the part. It was very good.
And I truly believe that in a talent, what's most important is connection with the audience. I did not know that you were going to ask me to sing; otherwise, I would have at least warm up my vocal cords, right? But I didn't even know. But that was the I just thought of that song because like one moment in time. Because like look at this, like this is that one moment that we need to be able to step up into our light and basically share our message, and oftentimes that's all you got. You got that one shot in your life, and you just have to go for it and take chances, and that's what a lot of us do. And oftentimes also in the pageant, you know, while it is a competition, it's also about camaraderie, it's also about sisterhood and about having fun. And you know, like you cannot, you know, there's also a saying that if it ain't fun, it's not going to get done, right? And so the whole idea is that because of the fact that we are able to have fun in the process while creating something very meaningful, I think that's what gets work done. And so we are able to deliver with so much gusto and with so much passion.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us and for allowing me to put you on the spot like that. I'm so enjoying it. So what advice do you have to people that are thinking, oh, I'm too old to, you know, follow my heart or too old for this? Or what advice can you give them?
Okay, first of all, dreams do not have expiration, you know. And many of us have actually put our dreams oftentimes to the back burner because we have to take care of our families and all that, that we forget that we have a fire inside of us. And it's never too late to ignite that fire within us because, you know, so many people are waiting to enjoy the blessing and the gift that we have to share. And so I would say, like, you know, what have you got to lose? At least, you know, at our age, right? Like, it is the best time to, you know what they say, it's the best time to live the rest of our lives, right? And so I would say, you know, at this point, just go for it. I feel like I'm an advertisement for Nike. Just do it, you know? Just do it. And the whole point is, like, you know, take chances. One of my favorite quotes is actually by Nora Roberts. If you don't do something, you'll always be in the same place. If you don't ask, the answer will always be no. But so that's what I'm saying. If you don't take chances, then you'll never know. Would you want to live a life of regrets? Would you want to live a life thinking that, I wonder if what would happen if I tried this? You know, just think about it. If I did not take a shot at this pageant, would I be able to be, you know, having this incredible joy and honor of being Miss New Jersey Senior America? You know, I don't think so. But this excitement, this honor, and this absolutely priceless blessing is something that actually came because I went out there and actually took a chance. And so whatever age you may be, go out there, take a chance. If it's going after a loved one, you know, like somebody I love that got away, go for it. Like if you come across that person again, go for it. Ask somebody out. Find love again. Don't close your heart into receiving, you know, love again. So I'm saying in totality, whether it's going to be something like an ambition, a dream of yours, whether it's pursuing somebody or starting a new career, why not?
Right.
There, there's no age limit to that. So just
great advice, Pearlie. Hang on, we're going to get into another track from our wonderful producer. Track next, by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, DJ Olatsky.
You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove the little boys wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, you must have shown the other kids how. I can see the judges' eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bow. Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby, 'cause baby, look at you now. Does your mother realize the stork delivered quite a prize the day he left you on the family tree? Does your dad appreciate that you're merely super great, the miracle of any century? If they don't, just send them both to me. You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove the little boys wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, you must have shown the other kids how. I can see the judges' eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bow. Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby, 'cause baby, look at you now.
Oh my goodness, what a great song. I remember that song. It brought back some memories. What great music tonight, Brother O. So welcome everyone to WBNN and the Casual Chat. We are speaking with Furley Almonte, the brand new Miss New Jersey Senior America. And Furley, so what's next for you? Tell us about your one-man show. What's going on with that, and how are you putting that together?
Well, there are a few things that are happening. First of all, for the next 2 weeks, I'm actually going to concentrate on completing my fifth book, called Bring It and Bling It. Actually, you know, so I'm launching that, yeah. So I'm launching my fifth book that's going to be, that's the nearest future, and I would like to be able to do a book signing tour. And then also, I've been doing this for the last 5 years, trying to put this one-woman show. I have this vision of a one-woman show. And so this is going to be an inspirational edutainment. So it's both inspiration, education, and entertainment. And so it's going to be a six-act one-woman show. I talk about the different adversities I've been through in life. I teach people how to overcome their own, because I am a certified life coach and a certified image consultant and confidence trainer. And then I sing all original songs I wrote lyrics to. What I plan on doing with that, of course, I've been talking to different people from different states, different cities, including different countries, about putting this also, you know, on the show, this show on the road, and, you know, like to be able to inspire more people in a very entertaining and educational way.
Well, you know, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that bling, right?
Yes. And I can't wait to speak with you about like your songwriting, and because I love the fact that you sing and you are a singer songwriter, and that you're also in the music business and in the entertainment. It's like, oh my gosh, maybe God has put us together. You know, oftentimes, yeah, you know, I believe in divine intervention when people are we get meshed, and you know we get to meet people, and it's a divine appointment actually, you know, that we get to meet the people that we need in life, so that we can actually, you know, bring value to the lives of others, and also in our own unique and authentic way, be able to, you know, to share our unique, you know, actually unique value proposition, or, you know, they call it the heroic, heroic unique value that you have to share with others. And so, you know, you are like, when you were describing to me what you do, it's like, wow, she's also she has a vast of experience, and you have and you have this incredible energy and charm and a good heart, and you cannot fake energy. And so that you basically radiate that so beautifully, and I feel so blessed to have met you, and
uh-huh.
I am very thankful.
Thank you so much
for
that.
And a great writer,
by the way,
because you wrote a beautiful article in that magazine. Is it a magazine?
Yeah, I write for Sure Local. I write for Sure Local magazine from time to time. Cindy and I are kind of buddies, and you know, every now and again, when there's a nice juicy story, I'll offer to cover it for her. So that's nice.
And
I'm an author as well,
job.
So I know I love to write. I used to write speeches for people in my hometown when I was younger. And I guess that started the writing journey. But we'll talk more about
so
the music industry,
too.
Huh? right now we have a caller in queue. So let's see who's on the line holding and waiting to say hello to us. Caller number one,
okay.
Who are you? Where are you calling from? Caller, you there?
Hello?
All right.
Hi.
There we go.
Who are you,
I'm
sweetheart?
I'm well. So, Furley, it's Lenore.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to call in and say hi to you and listen to your whole journey, because I didn't hear all of it. And happy to be one of the Cameo sisters with you this year. And I'm sure
she's
you're
my
having
beautiful,
a
she's my gorgeous year. First runner-up.
Yeah,
yes, very talented
yes,
and gorgeous.
Yes, and thank you very much for that. And I just want to say that we all have things that we've gone through in life. And I know you use the word resilience quite often, and I never quite really put that in my vocabulary, but we are resilient for many different reasons, and we learn from other people, which make us very accepting, and we learn to understand things that we never thought we would have to think about. So I have you to thank for that. Now that I hear about this word all the time, I'm like, it was just a passing phrase for me, but I hear you say the word resilience all the time, and I'm saying, well, yes, we are all resilient for many different reasons and for many different ways. But I'm a fighter for what's fair and right, and I fight for the underdog, not so much for me. So I think we have a little bit of that in common.
Yeah.
But I want
and that's beautiful, yeah, that you could be the voice of so many other people and keep doing what you're doing, because you are obviously a beacon of light to so many people. And you know, I say resilience, because resilience is my genius, because I've been through so many and I've risen so many different times, and I'm sure you have your own journey, and you know, whatever it is that you, whatever unique message you have to share with the world, go out there and share it, because people are waiting to hear from you. So go out
yes.
there and shine your light, girl.
I do that. I do have my own public speaking for young adults, because it starts with the young.
Well, we're going to have
and
to
Ava,
chat with you afterwards.
So
we so appreciate you calling in.
Thank you so much. It was a great
thank you. Lord.
Thank you for hanging in and talking with us tonight. You there? Hello.
Somebody else is there?
Can you hear?
Somebody else
Ava,
on queue.
She's on. Okay. Well, thank you again for calling in tonight. We so appreciate you. I really enjoy the Cameo Club. I came out to see you guys at Kennedy Plaza. I was there all afternoon so I could see you guys. It was so beautiful.
And we want to take advantage, Ava, of inviting people to actually come and enjoy and watch the national pageant, because on October 15th to the 19th, there's going to be the national pageant for Miss Senior America.
Yes.
And you know,
yes,
like,
I was gonna
like,
mention
almost,
that.
Yes.
Yeah, I was gonna mention
Definitely.
That. So if anybody's in the Atlantic City area, come down, spend a couple of days in Atlantic City and come see the pageant, because this is a great platform, WBNN, to get the word out for you guys, because I know you have a national competition too, yet a lot of people don't know about the pageant. You know, it has to get its wings, you know what I mean?
Right, right. And it's almost like a best-kept secret, but I'm hoping that we can amplify that by now sharing that, you know, wherever you may be in America, you know, like, go out there and, you know, if you're 60 and up, you know, apply to compete. And because what's really cool about it, whether you win or just participate, right, what's really awesome about it is that you become part of a Cameo Club of your state, and you get to perform with the different queens, the different participants, the different contestants, and then you get to go to different nursing homes, senior centers, or special events, and then private events, and get to entertain and just bring joy to so many people. And we also have a lot of fundraisers. We also support the youth. And so it's very important that, you know, you go out there. If you're looking for something meaningful and enjoyable, you know, to do in your 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s, by the way, we have a queen that's 99 and a half years young. And
wow.
She is still, you know, actually, you saw her on stage. She did comedy, right? And that just basically reiterated that your message, that there is really no age limitation, there is no age expiration, you know, when it comes to dreams and just stepping into it, right?
So you, we were discussing some talking points before the show the other day.
Yes.
And one of the things you brought up was, must we wait for adversities to happen before getting awakened? Why do you think people wait so long to, like, do they not listen to their own, like, my big thing is listen to your own intuition, listen to your own, you know, what's ticking inside of you. Why do you think people wait so long? Fear?
It's not that they're waiting, but I think, you know, more often than not, you know, it's human nature. We think that, especially when we're younger, we think we're invincible. You think everything will just be, you know, you have everything under control. But the whole point is nothing in life is guaranteed, right? And so what happens is that when things are going great, you know, like basically you just enjoy life, you're chilling. And then, of course, when an adversity happens, it is like a wake-up moment for you to realize that you are vulnerable to any adversity. You know, it could be an illness, it could be loss of a loved one, you know, it could be a job loss or whatever it may be. It comes in many different forms, but those adversities humble us. They humble us, they awaken us to a whole different part of ourselves, and realize also it tests how strong we are, how open-minded we are, how we can actually adapt to the different or a different behavior based on a situation. It just so happens that a life-changing event, a tragedy, usually is the one that is the most impactful, because it is the one that that awakens you emotionally, and because it's charged so powerfully, that is the one that actually leads you to purpose. Because oftentimes we also end up teaching or at least coaching people on what we were hurting or healing from. That is usually like kind of like a trend. So, you know, because now you've been through, say, for example, with me, I've been through a cancer journey. And so because I'm one of those people who actually seek a lot of information so I can make informed decisions and intelligent decisions, right? And so now that I've learned so much about, for example, cancer treatments and the different kinds of, you know, breast cancers, for instance, I am able to help people who are just at the beginning stage of their diagnosis and basically hold their hand in the process when they are most scared and they feel lost. Because, you know, when you are diagnosed, you basically go in a blank, you know, like you don't know how to think, because right. at that moment you're just like, oh, you've been through cancer. And so, you know, like you feel that you're just overwhelmed with emotions, right? And it's not, sometimes your judgment is clouded, but that's my thinking, is that the people get most awakened because when they're jolted into realizing life is guaranteed, and that we can, any one of us are vulnerable to any of this tragedies.
Right.
And it puts us to a test, and that's, you know, and it's up to you if you want to be like a phoenix.
And I think as we get older, we are more...
What's that?
I'm sorry. I think as we get older, we are more susceptible to things, so we really need to listen to our bodies better. Yet there's a group on Instagram. It's called BRCA Strong. A great group for cancer survivors, mm-hmm. anybody, you know, that has been touched by cancer. So I bring it up so that you can check it out yourself and,
yes.
you know, connect with them.
You know, like, for the BRCA, actually, I got tested for BRCA. It was negative, but you know what? Even if it's negative, by the way, I would like to take this moment to also tell people that just because you don't feel any lumps does not mean there's nothing wrong. So if you're over 40 years old and up, and you do self-examination, and don't wait for something, you know, to happen, you go for early detection. I strongly advocate that, because mine, by the way, you know, my breast cancer, actually I did not feel any lump. It was found by just a regular mammography. So, you know, whether
yeah,
it's
mine too.
Like for men, it's, oh, you had breast cancer as well, huh?
Yeah.
So, so you agree with me that, you know, you'll never know that just because you don't feel anything doesn't mean that there's nothing in there. So please do yourself a favor. It's a gift that you give to yourself and to your family. Peace of mind.
Yes. Yes, totally agree. So what more do you want to share with us? Did you say you were starting a foundation too, or you work with a foundation?
Oh, well, actually, I'm planning on working. It's still in the beginning stage. You're going to laugh at this, because it's going to be more geared towards the breast cancer. And actually, I am trying to basically create this. I'm hoping that it could be a foundation. Maybe you can help me put it together. But it will be called TITS, T-I-T-S.
Yeah.
for breast cancer. Actually, it stands for Together Inspiring Solutions. And so basically, with that, I am engaging the contribution and the unique contribution and knowledge and wisdom of all of those people who are involved in breast cancer.
You know,
that's
going to be a really important piece of society, because let me tell you a quick story. My mother was diagnosed with brain cancer. It was very aggressive, never had cancer, no cancer runs in our family. And we lost her in about 4.5 weeks. And when I decided to start my, I have a foundation for brain cancer research, yet we're just kind of in the early, even though it's been around a while, we've done some small little fundraisers, but that's a story for another time. But when I was beginning to start the foundation, I reached out to a couple of cancer organizations. I'm not going to mention any names because what I have to say is not nice. I spoke to one organization that's fairly big, and they told me they had no research department. So I said, well, let's put one together. I'll help get it started. I'll do what I can, you know, physically, blah, blah, blah. And they said, great, we will have somebody call you back in 24 hours and see if we could set up some kind of meeting to see where we could go with this, right? So this is, what, 13 years now? I'm still waiting for that phone call.
Wow.
So I went to another place. I found very success with the Lou Rubo Center out in Las Vegas, and they give you education and information on all kinds of neurological disorders, not only brain cancer, but ALS and things like that. So there's been a lot going on for a number of years that, you know, we need people like you and what you want to bring to the world, because the ones that have already started it that are so big, they're not in the right place in some areas. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, first of all, Ava, I got to come on and say something, too, before I play my next track. You know, cancer is very, very deep with me because my mother passed away from pancreatic cancer. And so, of course, you know, I have to take tests every year to make sure that, you know, my pancreas is well. Thank God everything is cool. And my dad passed away from congestive heart failure. So I always had to have my heart checked. So I've been blessed. Now, you talk about, you know, first generation. When the doctor comes and talks to you about first generation, what's going on, who had this, who had that. And it's very important for men around the world, especially so-called Africans or Americans in this country, to make sure you get checked out. Colon cancer, prostate cancer is very, very deep. I'm a big proponent of going to the doctor, period. And just, you know, keep your family in prayer. Make sure that they know, you know, teach them to go to the doctor as well. So now, Ava, I don't know if the teleprompter is off a little bit, but we do have another track, and, you know, it is what it is. We get a chance to celebrate one of the greatest singers of all time. How about this, Ava Holly? Mr. Mel Torme. Let's get it.
When you feel as low as the bottom of a well and can't get out of the mood, do something to perk yourself up and change your attitude. Give a tug to your tie, put a crease in your pants, but if you really want to feel fine, give your shoes a shine. When there's a shine on your shoes, there's a melody in your heart with a singable happy feeling. Wonderful way to start to face the world every day with a deedle-dum-dee-di-di little melody that is making the worrying world go by. When you walk down the street with a happy-go-lucky beat, you'll find a lot in what I'm repeating. When there's a shine on your shoes, there's a melody in your heart. What a wonderful way to start the day. Now there's a shine that you get in the barber shop. There's a shine that you get in the Pullman car. There's a shine that you get in the pool room. There's a shine that you get in the school room. Well, it doesn't matter where you get it. It'll do a lot of good if you let it. A little bit of polish will abolish what's bothering you. when you walk down the street with a happy-go-lucky bee. You'll find a lot in what I'm repeating. Turn on your shoes and a dream in your heart. What a wonderful way to start the day. When there's a shine on your shoes, girl in your heart, smile in your face, spring in your walk, what can you lose? Shine on your shoes.
Shine your shoes, y'all. Now, we're in remote right now. And, of course, trying to get in contact with Ava Holly in the teleprompter. So, of course, being remote and being a producer, I'm always in control. And, of course, Ava Holly, we do have another caller in queue right now. Ready for you. Are you ready for the call?
Caller, you there?
There we go. Call one, you're live right now with Casual Chat with Ava Holly.
Miss Holly, how are you doing this evening?
Hi, can you hear me? Is this Terrace?
Yes, of course it is. Come on now.
Hi, my love. We're having some little issues with the teleprompter, so I'm trying to just stay on top of it and say big thank you to Brother O. He always knows how to make it work. So, Terrace, how are you? I loved your show last night.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm just calling in to support your show with your guest, Furley Almonte, I believe it is.
Yeah, that is correct.
I'm calling to support your show. It's outstanding.
Well, thank you.
To hear the
words.
I
appreciate that so much.
And yes, we need that. We need that in the world. So I'm just calling in to support you and your guests. It's a great show. I'm loving the music. And
thank you. Keep it up.
You're doing a great job as usual.
Anything you'd like to say to our guests tonight?
No, just that she's an inspiration, obviously. She's an inspiration of what is possible and positive thinking, and you can do it. And she's beautiful, right? So
she is beautiful. She is very beautiful inside and out, which is very important. So thank you, Terrace. When's your next show? I know your show was last night. Do you know the date of the next one?
I think my next show is the 29th of August, I believe. I think it's the 29th of August.
Yeah, that's right, because mine is the 30th, so that's correct. I'm right after you.
Yes.
So that's great.
Yes.
Tune into the Know Your Rights program, right, with Terrace Strength.
Yeah.
We love you, man. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. So, Furley, so we are back to you, we've been talking about, all kinds of different things. What is something that's grabbing at you to talk about?
Well, you want me to? While we were listening to the music and we were talking about, the different things that I've been through in life. And when Lenore also called in and said that I usually use the word resilience because obviously that is my zone of genius. It brought to mind one of my favorite quotes, because really resilience is your ability to bounce back, right? And one of my favorite quotes is actually, I believe it's by Charles Darwin. It says, "It is not the most intelligent or the strongest that survive. It is the one who is most adaptable to change."
Wow.
See?
That's beautiful.
That's powerful. Right? Because, the whole point is like whether we like it or not, change is the only thing that's constant in our lives. There will always be changes. But unless you are able to adapt to the different evolutions, knowledge right now, right? Unless you're able to adapt to the changes that are happening, to different mindsets, to the different environment, it's very hard to thrive without resilience.
That's true. That's true. You mentioned something, and I had a train of thought, and I lost it. So talk to us a little bit. I remember now. I can't give too much away, but we're actually with someone who is looking to change how we see language through positive quotes. And there's a whole thing going on right now that's in the works, and it's a global movement. So it's very, very interesting in how our children are brought up and how a positive quote could change somebody. Like, be the change you want to see in the world. I say that one a lot. And it's so powerful when you talk in positive phrases, you know. Trust me, we all know life is not always positive, yet the more positivity we throw out there, like the more rice you throw against the wall, the more will stick, you know.
Talk about positive thoughts, right? Like one of my favorite ones also is by Carl Jung. It says, you are not what happened to you. You are what you choose to become. And
right.
So I made a decision that I am going to be the voice of hope and resilience. So
mm-hmm.
every single thing that I do, whether it be through the books that I write, the motivational talks, through the songs I sing, everything has got to carry with it that message. So there is going to be consistency in my message because, you know, that's who I am. That's what I stand for. And that is the legacy that I'm looking to create. And so it's very important that's I love what you're doing that about the positive quotes and all that, because, you know, when you feed the brain, right? That because they're saying, like, be mindful of your thoughts because they become
right.
your reality. So, you know, it reminded me of the conversation that my spouse and I had with my breast surgeon. The day that I was diagnosed with cancer, of course, like, you know, fairly it is cancer, right? And of course I cried, but I remained focused and I started bombarding her with a lot of questions. And so after I asked all those questions, I said to her, how much downtime are we looking here? Because I have a very busy 2022. And so she started to laugh. And then she said, I love how positively distracted you are, because 90% of your healing will come from positivity. And
I'm still in recovery, 3.5 more months of recovery left before they say that that's the recovery time. However, I don't know if this pain is going to go away in 3.5 months, yet I'm doing a lot for still being in recovery.
But you know, I just keep positive thoughts. I always say, stay in faith. You know, like, it doesn't matter who your God is, but, you know, like, stay in faith.
Right.
And quite frankly,
right.
and I speak with, you know, to myself, I say to myself, I am well, I am healthy, you know, like, because that's how you feed good thoughts to your body. And you are, first of all, I love the fact that you are energetically bright. And, you know, that is very good for the soul, you know?
Yes.
And rather
you
than
too.
Like,
I
what
feel
are you
it.
Going to do? You know, are you going to sulk? No, right? What good does it do? Nothing, right?
Right.
And so,
what?
And people have different, you know, people have different coping mechanisms. And I'm not saying one style is, because we all have different ways of coping with different trials and tragedies in our lives. But
challenges,
you know,
right? Yeah. Let's talk about that a little bit. We're going to get into another track, but hold that thought, because I want to talk about that a little bit. And I think that's an interesting part of our conversation. So right now, let's get into a tribute next by the legendary late Tony Bennett, and it's being brought to you by international DJ legend DJ Oletsky.
Very thought of you and I forget to do the little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. you. You'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. Мои пасы все остановлено, все обрели и каждый слов. It's just the thought of you.
Thank you, Brother O, for that. That was just beautiful. Welcome back to the Casual Chat. We are at WBNN, and you can call us at 516-453-9133. You can listen live, or you can press 1 and join the conversation and say hello to the beautiful and talented Furley Almonte. Furley, we have another caller on the line. Caller, who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hello, Ayla. This is Tiana speaking.
Hi, is this Tiana? All she had to say was two words. Is this Tiana speaks?
Yes.
I love recognize beautiful, your beautiful
wonderful
voice.
Friend. I love to be a beautiful guest. So
thank
I want
you.
To say something. I was listening, and I wanted to say a couple of things. People choose to be negative sometimes out of needing control. They don't want to be rejected, so they control the outcome. Because if they were to be rejected, it's expected, and it feels like it's under their control. I would say I love your guest because she just exudes positivity. Just from the moment I heard her voice, I felt it. I felt her spirit. I don't know if she can if she's unmuted or not. But I just want to let you know that I feel your positivity. I would love to meet you because I am all about positivity and spreading joy and helping other people. I think it's absolutely wonderful. And I appreciate that quote because I definitely want to send it to somebody. I appreciate that quote that you shared. I just wanted to say
maybe you'll come with us when we have lunch.
Yes,
oh, my goodness.
You know, I'll
you
be right
are
there.
So sweet. Thank you so very much for your kind words. You know, like, you know, when I hear people like you share what, you know, like what you feel, it just is a validation that I'm doing something right. And it's, you know, thank you so very much for blessing me and for blessing the audience as well with your response, you know, because, you know, it takes one to know one to recognize positivity, and that means you're also ready to receive that type of energy. So, you know, that's absolutely wonderful. And, you know, our positive energy has a ripple effect, and the ripple effect that it has already affected on you, I hope and pray that you will also continue to spread that, because, you know, that's how we exponentially make a difference in the lives of others.
And she does spread that. She's also one of our amazing hosts. And Tiana, when is your next show?
My next show is August 16th for Yo Nací Para Amarte. And also, The Power of Thoughts will be August 25th. I wanted to say something about cancer. I just wanted to share this. I never shared this. Nobody in the network knows this. But I had breast surgery in 2013, I think it was, because they found a mass. What I did before they did surgery is I always put black seed oil on it every single day. When they took it out, I was awake during the surgery. I felt it and everything, and they had to give me more
even.
But yeah, I felt it. I felt the knife cutting me. They had to stop.
Oh my
but,
god!
Wow. Yeah. And it wasn't a great experience, and I had nobody with me. You know, the person that really wanted to support me really didn't. You know, it was rough for me because, like, I just, you know, just something private, you know. So when they took they took it out, inside, it was completely empty. There was nothing in it. So it was non-cancerous. Now, I believe last year, I think it was, I actually went to the doctors and they told me that it's possible that I could have cancer. And that was so difficult for me. In Kenya, and I thank you, Ava, for introducing me to Kenya. But Kenya really... really supported me throughout. Like, that was like, it was like hard, like, you know, I kind of blocked it out and everything. So I appreciate you guys for what you
it's funny you bring your name up today.
I was talking with her aunt. It's funny you bring Kenya's name up because I was talking with her aunt earlier today. It's so funny, but we'll talk about that at a later time. Anyway, thank you so much, Tiana, for calling in. We have another caller in queue, so I appreciate you so much. And tune in to The Power of Thoughts on the 15th, right?
No, the 16th is Yo Nací Para Amarte, and the 20th is The Power of Thoughts, the 25th of August.
So catch Tiana twice. So nice we say it twice.
thank you again for calling in.
All right. We have another caller on the line. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hello. This is Angela calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I just wanted to say hello.
Hello, my girlfriend, Angela. How are you?
I am doing great. I can't complain.
I'm so proud of you and all that you're accomplishing with your thank you. I appreciate that. So proud of you.
Well, I thank you. I thank you. Just
anything you'd like to say to our guests tonight?
Well, I'm just enjoying the show, and I appreciate all that she's doing. I appreciate all that you're doing and for bringing her on and allowing her to share on tonight. So I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Thank you.
And just like you, so proud of you, and thank you so much for calling in. When's your show, honey?
My show is the 23rd. You know, I'm after I come on after Jerry and before Homie. So
you're right in the middle.
The
you're smack dab in the middle of the royalty, right? Although you're royalty yourself, but you're smack dab in the middle of the WBNN royalty, right?
They keep me setting the bar high because look, I have no choice. You look who I'm in between. So I'm grateful.
Fully Andrew is one of our amazing
hosts.
Shout out
to Brother O. I have to give a shout out to Brother O every time I come on because he makes this possible for us. But thank you, Ava, for all that you do, and special guests, thank you. Y'all keep pressing, keep being the change that you desire to see in this world. I love you guys.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. I have to give out a shout out to Brother O too, because he makes it possible for a lot of things, not just for WBNN, but he works tirelessly behind the scenes, and that work that promotes WBNN is that spider web of connections that I always talk about, because that sets the fire for the next thing, and that sets the fire for the next thing, and it starts with Brother O. He's just amazing. So I got to give a big shout out to him also. So Farley, what do you think of our callers? These are some of our amazing hosts.
Oh my gosh, that's so nice. I can see you, that you're surrounded by people who are just like absolutely driven to serve and make a difference in the world. It's what a blessing it is.
Yeah, it's great. It's a humbled platform. 10-year anniversary this year. And actually,
wow,
this is my second anniversary of being with WBNN this month. And somewhere around this date, Brother probably has it somewhere, I'm not exactly sure, but it may have been very close to this date for the very first show that I was involved with WBNN. And I and the network have grown so much, and the hosts have grown so much. So let's hold our thoughts again as we get into another track by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee DJ Oletsky.
When I wake up, before I pull on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. And while I'm combing my hair now, and wondering what dress to wear now, I say a little prayer for you. Forever.
Oh, the great Aretha Franklin. Welcome back to WBNN. I got the opportunity to see a little mini-series called Genius Aretha, and I don't quote me because I don't want to mess up the actress's name. I think it was Cynthia Arroyo or something like that.
Yeah, you got it right.
Up.
You got it right. Yeah, it's Cynthia
Arriva.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She was amazing. She was just amazing in portraying the great Aretha Franklin. So thank you, Brother O, for that. We have another caller on the line, Furley. So let's see who's calling to say hello to us. Caller, who are you? Where are you calling from?
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Bulls Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully Shot of Philadelphia, where the old lady standing in front of the bear store asking for change is dressed up like Halloween decoration. Was good.
What's up, Clev? How are you, babe?
Oh, man, everything is gracious tonight, you know what I'm saying? I'm just listening to the show, having a wonderful time, you know what I mean? Hang gliding as usual. But I wanted to stop in because, shout out to your guest tonight, you know what I'm saying? You know, I heard some jewelry getting spilt down, going on all over, dribbling all over the table. I heard it. You know what I'm saying? But what I wanted to say about this healing stuff, right? You know, because when Clev One was doing the opposite of fighting crime, you know what I'm saying? You know, I had some run-ins with some unfit police officers. You know what I'm saying? And you know, we got into a little tussle, so you know. Make a long story short, you know what I mean? Clev One had to Bruce Lee a couple police officers out here, even though I was injured, opposite of everything that happened, you know what I'm saying? You know, I did stuff to them, is what they said. But make a long story shorter, from the injuries that I had from these things, you know what I'm saying? You know, I felt like I couldn't walk for a minute, you know what I mean? I had some went sat in unfortunately, I had to go on the shelf to fight these crimes, and you know my body was bruised up, you know, nerve damage, things like that, from getting tased and all that. You know what I mean? Clev One was out there like Bill Bixby, if you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Couldn't feel a thing.
Well, you know what I mean? I'm working on your cape, Clev. Now that you're not on the opposite side, we're working on a cape for you.
Now,
you know, I have a Wonder
out, right?
Woman cape, so you have to have a cape, the Clev One cape.
Yes, look, trust me, I got one. Don't get me started. Now what I'm saying is that with the healing part, right, for a second, you know what I mean, I felt like I couldn't sit down, could sit on the toilet, couldn't get up out of the bed, you know what I'm saying, mentally. Now, I felt that physically, but mentally, this is how I was feeling, and I kind of started going along with it. Oh, they owe me this. They owe me that. I'm injured. I can't do this. I can't do that. I'm mentally injured. I'm physically injured. You know what I'm saying? Which I was, in literal sense. You know what I'm saying? Healing from that. You know what I mean? Going to doctors, going getting MRIs, all these different kind of things. Where I had mild arthritis and all these type of different things going up and down the back, you know what I mean, down the leg. Mm. But what happened was this. Mentally, I put everything to the side. I cleared my mind from that. I cleared my mind from the stress that was holding me down from that. I cleared my mind from the distraught that was holding me down from that. I cleared my mind from the anguish that was holding me down from that, because all those things was distracting me from getting myself physically back in shape. You know what I'm saying? The mental thing was poisoning my heart, where it was putting darkness on my heart, where it just made me just felt sour for things against that. Too busy feeling resentment against that instead of worrying about healing myself, you know what I'm saying? I was poisoning myself with holding on to that by trapping my mind mentally, saying I'm injured when I actually had the ability to heal myself and to get healed, you know what I mean, through all different types of therapies and you know, all the different medicines and things like that, herbal things and exercises, all those different things like that. The things that you to get this, when you're stressed out, you're not thinking about push-ups, trust me. So
that's true.
That's what I wanted to go ahead and put on there. That's my slick Rick change I wanted to drop on the people tonight. You know what I'm saying? I will be on the AKA July 9th, which is August 9th. You know what I mean? Shout out to Brother Olatsky. You know what I mean? I will be hang gliding, building bricks, standing sticks. So I just wanted to drop that on y'all. Shout out to your guests. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where panhandlers are standing in the middle of Roosevelt Boulevard with a sign around their neck saying they will do absolutely nothing for food, women, and liquor. Check your satellites.
Oh, we got to love Clever
very
One.
Funny.
He's the best. He is the best. Don't let him fool you. He knows it all. And literally, he knows it all.
You know, one of the things that he said, that he also mentioned,
is about healing yourself also. It's like, I remember because I truly believe in also alternative medicine. And, you
right,
know, one of them obviously is energy healing. When he said about like some, when you heal all of the emotions also in your body, basically it helps you heal because
right.
if you, some of the diseases, they said it's like all trapped emotions. So
that's not
my field of genius, you know. But I'm just saying yeah. that there's a lot of truth to what you was also saying about healing yourself by, you know.
Well, trust me, I'm learning a lot.
Emotions. Yeah.
I'm learning a lot going through this journey. I mean, I think we're always learning. But we have one last caller in queue waiting before our final thoughts. So, caller, thank you for hanging in there with us. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Avos. This is Mo Garman calling. How are you?
Hey, Mo Garman. So you can relate to a lot of the stuff going on tonight. How are you tonight?
Yes, I can. I was really moved by your story about the Foundation for Cancer. You know, the medical profession is one that says that they're all about healing, but they're really about making money. I mean, that's really the bottom
mm-hmm.
line. And mm-hmm. I'm speaking from experience. I know you know that. I personally
right.
don't believe that they can. I don't believe that they can't cure cancer. I do not believe that.
Oh yeah, I don't believe that either.
And they take advantage. So you know,
yeah.
and I'm all into the holistics. The energy healing, I'm with you completely. I love your guest. Her comments are right on point. So, yes, I just wanted to give you a quick shout out and give you some support.
Thank you so much, Mo, for calling in. I hope to get to
no
see you
problem.
Again soon. When is your next show?
My next show is August the 11th, and we'll be talking about why women don't leave unhealthy relationships. What makes them sick?
Yeah. Your shows are always very, very, you know, deep and interesting as well. So thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you.
Thank
Farley,
you.
We're going to get to our final thoughts before we go to Ngozi time. So give me one positive thing you want to spread out to our 23 million plus listeners before we start wrapping it up.
Life is all about choices. You know, stress and happiness are both choices. Choose to be happy, and you will find the joy and peace and serenity coming out of you. Because, as I've said, choose always to find the serenity within your soul. And also live a life of purpose. Because when you live a life of purpose, you would find that you have every reason to keep staying alive and to actually live a life that's meaningful and at the same time impactful.
That is beautiful. And also to leave that positive for the next generation. So let's get to our mother and father's favorite producer, Ngozi Time, Brother O.
Nothing at all. Half a love never appealed to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all. I said all. Nothing at all. If it's love, there ain't no in between. Why begin and cry for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all. Hey, please don't bring your close to my cheek. Don't you smile or I'll be lost beyond recall. The kiss in your eyes, the touch of your hand makes me weak. And my heart, it may grow very dizzy and fall. I fell under the spell of your call. I would be caught in the undertow. Well, you see, I've got to say no, 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 oh, or nothing at all.
Sinatra tonight with this wonderful show with the wonderful Frehley Amante and, of course, Ava Holly. I love this show, you know, spreading love and the gift of, you know, sanity. Because when you're going through things in your life, stress will kill you. And I love what Frehley said. Stress versus happiness. You know, we have one life to live and one day to do it. And every day you should have gusto. You know, you should be able to do what you want to do. If you get able to globetrot, do it. Be able to, you know, make a difference in your community, do it. Because the life you save may be your own. Outstanding performance tonight from Ava Holly. Tomorrow night, we come back on this outstanding day being in with another gem. And her name is B. Davis, Strictly Business. She's our business analyst right here at the One and Only Beverly Nation tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Daylight on the One and Only Beverly Nation. And, of course, WVNN has advertising to Go To Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X. That, you know, of course, is, you know, you knew it as Twitter. Let's call X now. And also Threads, which is the new social media phenomenon. And, of course, as always, all of the other millennial go to Facebook. Any comments, suggestions for our wonderful program tonight? Ole de le, now goes to my gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Delia Malaywa, and goes to saying good night. Good luck to all the folks out there in our Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now back to our second anniversary tonight. Outstanding performance. The class of 2021, Miss Ava Holly.
Well, thank you, Brother O. Thank you for that. So honored to be a part of WBNN and your journey and what you're going through. So I just want to leave everybody with the fact that you hit it right on the head when you said stress, because I've learned now that I'm in my age of elegance, I have learned that stress can be a factor in everything in your life. So if you're stressed and you don't know what to do about it, start with just taking deep breaths. Deep breaths put that oxygen into your bloodstream and it calms you down. So if that's the first place you can start, Start there and relieve your stress. Thank you, Furley Almonte, for being who you are, for being a wonderful guest tonight, and for sharing your love with us. We really appreciate you, and I look forward to talking with you again soon. We will see everybody back with the casual chat on August 30th. Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful evening.
Nothing at all. Half a love never appealed to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all. I said all. Nothing at all. If it's love, there ain't no in between. Why begin and cry for something that might have been? No,